Okay, that was very exciting. It's very exciting to see Axton, as he said, who was a part of our body many years ago, and to see this we can consider fruit from the body of Friendship Assembly, someone going, as this verse says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. This is our Jerusalem, and all Judea and Samaria, and those are our surrounding areas, and to the ends of the earth. And you guys are going to the ends of the earth, for sure, Africa. When praying about this message and bringing back and sharing with you guys about the trip to Nicaragua that God called us to last September, Rich Apfeld from Love Never Fails called us and asked us if we wanted to go to Nicaragua and minister there for a week. So all we had was to look forward to was a week, Axton and Katie. We weren't giving up 2 years. That's a big commitment. And selling all. So it was really the word that God told us to speak to you guys when we were presenting today was encouragement. We want to encourage you. We were so encouraged by this trip, and that God would call these two old people to minister to these beautiful people in Nicaragua. Oh, and I don't know how hot it is in Africa, but this little white Scandinavian gal, she didn't do fare quite as well as this tough German over here, which we'll share with you in a little while.
One of the things that I just wanted to share at the beginning, because I think with the encouragement, I mean, this was very encouraging. One of the things, and I don't remember exactly, but before we were going, the two interpreters that we had, or the translators for us, were really wonderful. One thing, they could speak English, so that helped. So we probably communicated more with them. But I know that towards the end of our trip, the one asked me, he just goes, "What, you know, how do you feel about this trip to Nicaragua? I mean, you've been here." And I was just kind of just taken back. But then the only thing that could come to mind is that was a breath of fresh air. And the one thing that I really want, and it goes right along with encouragement, is it's neat that I pray that we can bring back a breath of fresh air. Now, the neat thing is the word breath, of course, is in Hebrew. For the Holy Spirit is breath or wind, and but it truly was a breath of fresh air. Do you want to go to the next slide?
Or did you? And the other thing along with the encouragement is that we are a small body, but there are, I believe, 12 missionaries out there that we support, and as Paul stated, Love Never Fails. We supported them for years. And I just want to tell you, there is much fruit from that. So if you have ever sown anything into this missions, you have sown greatly into the fruit of this ministry.
Yeah. And, well, our trip down there, we left just after a blizzard and just before a blizzard and some cold weather, so it was nice to miss the cold weather. We did make it to Kansas City. We had to be at the airport at 3:00 in the morning, but when we arrived at the airport, it was freezing rain. As we were getting ready and going through all the transitions, Southwest Airlines was canceling flights. We flew to Houston, so we made it. We were a little late, but thankfully the plane that was gonna take us out of Houston got hit by a bird, and so it had to be inspected and then replaced. So we made it fine, But we made it into Managua about 3 hours later than we were expecting. Managua is where we flew into, and this is just a picture of it is a church. I checked that out, and that we were driving by. We had about a two-hour drive. If you go to the next slide, to Leon. And on the way there, we had a wonderful, our cab driver, he was practicing his English, and Bev was practicing her Spanish. I would speak a word every now and again in one of the other languages, but she is much better at it than I was, so we left it at that. But on the way, there's happened to be an active volcano. Actually, there's two that we saw there, but this one was just, I took this picture on the way there, and just, but we did have 2 hours, a beautiful trip, beautiful country, and the roads varied just like they do here, all the way from whatever to whatever. There you go.
And then that night we came in late, and these people have been waiting for us since 5 o'clock, and we didn't get in until 7 because of the delays of the airline, and there was no way for us to contact them. We tried calling the hotel because they sent the taxi driver. And we got there. I mean, so many prayers were answered for protection, for showing, you know, just provision of everything, safety, all the things. We know that God called us on this trip because of the things that he did. But that night, guess what? You can go to the next slide. Oh, this is Pastor Raul and Francis, the pastors, one of the pastors that Love Never Fails sponsors, and they do an amazing ministry. They have even Facebook Live now. Every morning at like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, they do the lives, and they have speakers and things. So they project it to the whole neighborhood. Because of their openness. And anyway, that night we met with them, and then they told us we had a translator, and we tried to communicate as best we could. And they said that the next day we had two services. The next day was Saturday. So we went to two services on Saturday, and they told us we'd be preaching, and then we could minister afterwards. And we said, oh, okay. Well, I guess that wasn't communicated to us earlier, but, you know, what's the verse? The next slide has a verse. Do you want to go to the next one? Yeah.
Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke with great patience, and rebuke and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. The one neat thing about this is that when we arrived there, we knew we'd be ministering. We didn't know exactly what that meant, but this was also the first time that we'd ever gone where we didn't have. We got there a day before before Rich got there, the missionary, and that's the first time we'd ever just been. It was just Bev and I, and then all of a sudden we're there trying to communicate, and then we've got these two services. But the neat thing is that the Lord is there. Go ahead and go to the next slide. This is Pastor Justo the name of their church is John 4:16. It's Saturday morning. Just so that you know, Pastor Justo is actually introducing us to the congregation at this time, and he's the one in the red shirt. Then the one with the microphone is Christian. He's one of our translators. And the other one that was with us all the time was Rolando, who's standing back there in the corner.
And one of the things that the translators told us that when we were ministering at the churches there, there was such unity because if you remember from Psalm 133, how unity commands a blessing. And I tell you, there was a blessing to those people. Those translators said they had never sensed the power of the Holy Spirit as much as they did there. But this is Saturday, remember, and there's two services on Saturday. And the first one, Wayne and I both, God gave both of us different messages the night before, and we just believed that Wayne was supposed to preach that first message.
So if you go to the next, here it is. Notice it's a small congregation. Now the message that the Lord had given, it says being prepared. The nice thing is the Lord gave me Acts 3, the beginning. And It's what we had been looking at in Promise Keepers or in men's Bible study. But he just showed the one thing is with this, it's the lame man at the gate beautiful where they're coming. And what we want to get out of this is just simply one of the things is the neat thing is that man was lame from birth. We're all lame from birth. Now, we aren't necessarily, some of us can walk during that first year, but we're all lame because of sin. And we're all outside the temple. We're outside of God's presence. We're there by the gate beautiful is right there. But the neat thing is we're all beggars just like he was. But one of the things that we know as a beggar, and we're all beggars, the thing we can learn from this is Peter looked straight at him, as did John. If you're a beggar and all of a sudden someone pays attention to you, he said, look at us. So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. The one thing that we have, and one thing that we really saw there, is, and it had nothing to do with us, but all to do with God. We are born with an expectation of God. And God will pay attention to us in our lives if we'll simply pay attention to him being there. And so the neat thing is these people were prepared. They were expecting. This pastor, Justo, they said they'd been fasting. They knew we were coming. The neat thing is we were greeted. And one of the things, whenever we were in a church down there, if you've ever traveled overseas, when we were at the immigration office, we were a tourist. When we entered the hotel, we were a tourist. When we went to restaurants, we were tourists. But when we came in here, we were Christians. They accepted us, loved us, and they were expecting us to be able to minister, but we can only minister because of the Holy Spirit. And it was beautiful. They were expecting and they received. Go ahead and go to the next slide.
So after Wayne preached, we prayed, and you will notice that the multitudes came forward. And we had the translators helped us. The people were encouraged. They were encouraged that we would come and leave our comfort because they know the U.S. is a lot easier than there. You see that the back wall on that church there. There's no air conditioning. It's 90, 95 at that time of the day. So there's no comfort, especially for us wimps like me. And but it was, I would go back again. I would go back again if there was one person that was healed. When we laid hands on these people and we prayed for them, I know enough Spanish to get myself in trouble, but it was enough to ask the people, ¿Qué es su problema? What's your problem? That's what I would ask them. And then they would tell the translator, and the translator would tell me what their problem was. And so we would lay hands, and we would speak specifically to that area, and God showed up mightily. So the people were encouraged. And then at the end, we said, no, it's not us. It's not us. They said, Gloria Deos, because we do not want them to get the idea that because we are white and we come from America and we have things that they maybe don't have, that's where the power is. The power lies in the Holy Spirit and in God. But these people, they responded, and they said, we would say, do you have any more pain? We saw shoulders healed. We saw knees healed. We saw a man that had, go ahead and go to the next slide. We saw a man that we prayed for that said he had prostate problems. He came to me and I said, do you want to go to Wayne? And they said, no, it's no big deal here. You can pray for him. Because some countries they say, I know when we were in Mexico, they would say the guys should go to guys and girls should go to girls. Well, anyway, At the second church, the guy that had the prostate problems, he was the one on the left, and we prayed for him. And then in the van, he was our van driver. And in the van, he told us, he goes, I'm healed. And I go, praise the Lord, you know. And so then, they were so gracious. They prayed over us. I wish we knew what they prayed, but it was such blessings. They prayed such blessings, and they were so excited to have us there, the pastors, and they were so blessed by it. And we know how it was when we would have a guest speaker come in, a missionary, and they would pray for us, and we would see the power of God fall. It's exciting, and it's encouraging, and that's what they were, was encouraged. One more slide. Yes, we always gave glory to God because we did not want them again to think that it was us. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. That is the power and the anointing that is from God. And God is no respecter of persons. God will heal. And
this was after giving testimonies, and we just wanted to make sure that they knew it was not us. Go ahead and go to the next slide. That evening, we went to, this is Pastor Raul's church. It's in the Barrios. After a few slides, you'll be able to see how we had to get there. But one of the things I want you to know, this is the seventh church that he has built. In fact, that mural, if you look at Rich's September newsletter, that mural was a brick wall. Nothing painted on it. It was just bricks. The floor there has been laid. There's tile there. That church is also, that wall is also their house. Their house is on the other side of that. They live right there. But it's a beautiful mural, and a lot of this has been taking place in the last, just the last 3 or 4 months.
It looks like this is all about us because all the pictures are of us, but they took pictures of us all the time. And we didn't have, because we were ministering, we didn't have a camera. So, there I got to preach. And what I preached on was on David and Goliath because God had given me a message. There were quite a few kids there, and they just told me, they said, you're preaching tonight. And I go, are you giving the word tonight? And I said, okay. So what I preached on was that though I asked Hazel this morning, Hazel, are you there? What did I ask you today? Is the sun out? Or I just said, do you see the sun? That was my question. Do you see the sun? And she said, no, it's not out. I said, but it's there, right? Sometimes we are looking at the clouds. Sometimes we are looking at, in the natural, what we see or what we hear. And the enemy comes to rob, kill, and destroy. But God has come that we might have life and have it in the abundance. And we need to keep asking and asking. God says we can ask over and over. And we can believe. We can believe for healing. We can believe for provision. We can believe for everything that we stand in need of, according to Philippians 4:19, my God will provide all that you stand in need of according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And that is a promise. That's a promise we can stand on.
I want you to, as we go to the next slide, I do want you to know Bev can preach. She did a beautiful job. Now, this slide here, Bev did mention that is our van driver, and before we ministered there, Pastor Raul was very much encouraged him, since he'd mentioned that he'd been healed of his prostate problems, that he should testify before we prayed. And so here's his testimony.
And we want to encourage you guys to remember the times that God healed you. And to give testimony to that, because that gives honor to God. That's not boasting that God healed you and not somebody else. That is giving honor and glory to God. So what did the Israelites do when they left Egypt? When they walked through the Red Sea, wouldn't you have thought that they would have remembered that and remembered the power of God? who goes before them by a pillar of fire at night and a cloud by day? But no, they forgot, and that's what we have to keep doing. The enemy comes to rob our joy, to rob our memory, to throw things at us, and we have to keep standing on that good report.
Okay, the next slide is Bev Pray, and this woman had cancer. She did testify later. We don't know what she said. If you go to the next slide, one of the things I want, this man here, I'd ask the translator, this guy wouldn't speak in any language. And so even when the translator would ask him questions, he just wouldn't speak. So the neat thing is, though, you could tell, though, as I prayed, I mean, the only thing I could do is, and I did this quite often there, was just remember we do have a prayer language. And we can pray because the Holy Spirit knows. And so this guy, the neat thing about him is, his countenance just changed completely, but I have no idea what I was saying. He would not speak to the translator, but it was just a neat experience. And then the next slide, Bev loves kids. Kids are going to come to her no matter where she's at, which is a wonderful thing.
This is a little guy, and I call him Sweet William, because he came up to me, and his hands were all folded. I'll have you hold it so I can show. His hands were folded. Like this, and he came right up to me, and it was such a blessing. He was such a cutie. And then the next slide shows in the morning we were supposed to go to this same church, and how poor that burial is, how poor that neighborhood is. You can see they build their homes out of anything, and there is Rich Apfel. They finally came the night before, and Rich ministered then. They came in late too, about 11 o'clock at night, and then ministered.
I do want, in this picture, I want you to notice how low those wires are. Our van is only about 7 feet tall, but they would not drive down that road because they would hit those wires. And so we had to walk there. Just go ahead and go through a couple of these. You can, as we go through a couple of these next slides, you can see the area. That's the area the church is in. When we looked at their house, and then go ahead and go to another one. You have motorcycles, but notice there's a bike cart. It's not a real good picture, but they peddle these bike carts and their produce is there, and their different wares. And then there's Pastor Raul and Francis again. Another slide. And again, a picture of Rich. We're right next to the place. One more slide. This is just giving you a chance to see what's there. And then next slide.
Again, let me tell you, it was 95 and humid, and this girl should have had a hat on like Rich did, because during that service I ended up getting dehydrated and ill, and so I wasn't able to minister. But, you know, in spite of that, I said, no, we're staying here, because the doctor came and he wanted to take me to the clinic, to the free clinic, and give me transfusions. And I said, no, or not transfusions, but liquids. And I said, no, we're staying because I want Wayne and Rich to pray. And so I just sat in the shade, and that was fine. I could pray. And the people wanted to pray for me. And if you notice, the next, is it there? The speaker, that's in the last 6 months, Love Never Fails has provided them with the speakers and the sound equipment. So that's what he does. He turns that out so all those poor people along that way can hear the message. And again, at 6 o'clock in the morning, Francis or Raul are out there reading the word and praying, and the whole people are hearing it. So again, there is so much fruit from this ministry. Did we look at the church again?
We're here, we're going there.
Okay, all right. I was just gonna say, in the church, they made it so cool. You can see they have how Francis has a way with plants, not like me. And she has these bottles painted, old pop bottles and stuff, and then she has plants put in. And every church in a poor area has, third world country, has the plastic chairs. And you can see that the floor is dirt. So they have, their desire is to have more of a presence there in that community so people can hear the word, but then also receive ministry.
Go ahead and go two slides. Okay. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. Go to the next slide. Now here, the interesting thing is here, they did have food for these people to, that they were able to give out to the people and the people surrounding them, because they are very poor and there are many people there that don't necessarily have food each day. Now I work in the community meal here, and we go to Sioux City once a month and we pick up three truckloads or two or three van or truckloads of food and bring it back for the meal and then also to give away. Those three truckloads of food that when we have to purchase it from the community meal would cost less than that did, because here we have the food bank is supported by our tax dollars and other things. The church there purchases that food and gives it away at full price. They can sometimes get a better deal when they purchase it in quantity, but it's not a government handout. It's just want to be aware. Go ahead and go to the next slide. But they do have needs, and this is Dr. Marwell, because Bev actually fainted or passed out and was sick during that time, he decided to take her to the, we took her to the clinic. Actually, they had to, in order to get us, pick her up because she couldn't walk, there were two men that went along with sticks and pushed the electrical wires up so the van could drive underneath them, pick her up when we went to the, spent the afternoon there, and he said, and then he treated her for dehydration for the most part and gave her some other things. But he said this is his first Anglo. And he said he is the head pediatrician doctor at the Hospital of Lyon, which is a town of about 500,000 or people. But he said it's cleaner here than it is in the hospital, so he would rather have her there than that. Well, I got a chance to talk to him through his phone. He had a translator thing where he could speak into it, and it would translate, and then I could speak into it, and it would translate it to Spanish. So it worked pretty well. I had a good conversation with him.
And then these are, people do come to visit, the next slide. And they are 10 miles from the ocean about. They took us out there. Again, I don't go lay out on there. On the beach, especially not at noon at 95 degrees. So we went there and ate with them. Next slide. And they have the fish served with the head and the eyeball and all of those things. So you just eat it and hope you don't get sick again. And then the next, that evening, right? Next slide.
Well, the neat thing is we don't have pictures of this, but the next morning, the evening after we went, I'll just speak to this, yeah. This is Pastor Danielle's church. This is another church that's been built here. If you notice, this is a bigger church. It's in an area. Go ahead and go to the next slide here. Well, notice they do support Israel, and they made that very clear. It's a wonderful man, but if you notice, there's a lot of kids here. We went there in an afternoon. It was a Sunday afternoon. No, it was a Monday. Well, it was Monday afternoon into evening, but anyway, but they had a, this would be like our God Squad or else like Youth for Christ. They brought children in. They had a ministry there. There were adults there too because they knew we were coming, but it was mostly just kids, and they were up here. They performed for us. There's Pastor Rich. He gave them a message in the center there. But if we go to the next slide, we have another verse. But the seed falling on good ground refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is one who produces a crop yielding 160 and 30 times what is sown. The thing that we want to encourage and was such an encouragement to us, is just to go and see what Love Never Fails has been doing and Rich has been able to do, and we support him. But with those kids there, those kids, many of those, there's a heavy drug and gang area that they were in and that church is in, but they're doing a wonderful ministry there. And just like we look at Pastor Raul, these people have vision. I mean, that's one thing that's just neat to see, is Raul's vision for building and increasing that church. This guy's vision, this guy's been a little bit longer. I mean, this is an older church. Raul moved into that barrio from where he was at just simply because he wanted to get there. Our translators were from larger churches in the, I know Rolando had lost his job, and he was a friend. He's been a friend of Pastor Raul for years, and so he volunteered to translate for us. He was taught English, but only how to read English, not necessarily how to speak it, which was because part of his job was to read English manuscripts. That was just part of his job.
So the next slide shows for that church with all the kids, their vision is to have a feeding program for the kids. And so that was one of the prayers they asked us to pray, was that God would provide the food. And the word that the Lord gave me for them was the feeding of the 5,000. And I believe that the Lord will provide and will multiply the food for them. And then the next day, that night, Rich went. Actually, Rich and his daughter and son-in-law went back to Managua to fly out.
Actually, this was Monday night. We were there. Then Tuesday morning, we went and we walked around the basilica, because that area was built in the late 1500s. That church, and that was nearby our hotel. But Rich and Lisa and Evan had to leave. They had to fly out of Managua, so they left that day, and then we went back to and prayed with the patients that afternoon, our last afternoon at the clinic.
And the clinic is called Jehovah Rapha, and that means God heals. And so, you know, we, a lot of times when we went to Mexico, we prayed for people to receive the Lord. But I am telling you, we met so many solid Christians down there. It was a blessing. And as Wayne says, a breath of fresh air to see their dedication, their commitment, their love for the Lord, and how the Lord wanted to minister to their needs then, and to see him meet their needs. So that day at Jehovah Rapha Clinic, Dr. Marwell was there. You notice this. It's really a nice clinic, the way they have it set up, but it's in a very poor area again. There's a couple desks. Dr. Marwell, there's no HIPAA in, in Nicaragua. There was Dr. Marwell at his desk. The people came in from the waiting room. They took their vitals. Then they went over, and there were about 10 of us in that room, because Wayne and I were there. You'll see there's the hot seat, the prayer chair. And they came in, he got their vitals, the student medical helper went and got their meds and whatever they were to get for free, and then they went, or after they weighed them in front of everybody. Isn't that pleasant? And then, they never weighed me, thankfully. Then they went over to us, and we prayed with them, and again, you can keep just kind of scrolling through the slides. The next slide, we prayed for that woman. We'd ask each of them, are you Christians? But see, they had been to the clinic, and the doctor had already prayed with them there, or the other pastors, and it was wonderful. So they had great faith, great belief that they would be healed. We prayed for this woman and for her knees and her shoulders, and I wish they would have got some of their countenance afterwards, because every single one of them, we asked them to raise their hands and give glory to God after we prayed with them, because they said they were healed, and they were healed. Yes. So this lady here, she had shoulder problems, leg problems, and I don't remember what all. And then finally I said, do you have any more pain? I would say, I can't think of it in Spanish here. ¿Dónde es su dolor? Where is your pain? And she said, any more pain? Nada más, it was gone. And then she would say, oh yeah, here. So we prayed for her here. She had had a cold or something and was coughing. And God healed her. And what I want to tell you is that God is the same here in the United States as he is in Nicaragua. He will heal here. God is no respecter of persons. God loves every Christian. It's not us. It's not our worthiness. It's not about our righteousness. It's about the righteousness of Christ. He came to heal, save, forgive. According to James, he came to heal. Call the elders. Confess your sins. And come into righteousness. Come and be healed.
Go ahead and go to the next one. 1 Peter 3:14-15. Do not fear, but in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. The neat thing about this trip, hopefully Bev and I were also gentle and respectful, but we never felt anything but love there in those congregations and that. And this morning, I told you at the beginning that the Lord had, when I described it, I just said it was a breath of fresh air. And so this morning, I was just praying and saying, Lord, why was that a breath of fresh air? And what I saw was, well, if you remember, there was a time when I was younger that they allowed you to smoke in restaurants and just about any public place. If you'd ever been in a smoky room, which there were lots of them back then, there still probably are some today, but he just showed me a smoke-filled room. And that, to me, represents America. And America, and here we need a breath of fresh air. And so it's a vision that we want to see, is that the smoke can clear. Because smoke, in many ways, is deception. It can be a variety of different things. But it's not of the Lord. And it isn't that Nicaragua doesn't have... It's got its own problems, it's got its own deceptions, its own different things, but the neat thing is the Lord took us into a place where these people, just like where you're going in Malawi, I mean, they're the poorest, I mean, they're poor. They're, and it's just, they have their smoke there too. But we need to give everyone a reason for our hope, and that smoke will clear. The deception will be gone.
And so will the clouds.
Yes.
Right? So will the clouds. The sun is still there. And that's what we have to remember. The sun is still there. And I don't know, do we?
We do want Axton and Katie to come forward. But one thing I wanted to just, Axton, I'm so excited for you. When you were talking, I mean, the Lord just brought back Bev and I, our first chance to go on a mission trip. We wanted to take our family, and they were young, and the people that we were going with kept saying, no, we want you as chaperones, because we were taking a bunch of high school kids and different things to Haiti. But we insisted that we've just felt the Lord was saying to bring our family. And the neat thing is, through that whole thing, we were in Haiti and wonderful ministry, but at the end, every one of those kids that went with us, most of them were from Minneapolis area, every one of them were from divorced and broken homes, and many of them even said, oh, my parents send us on a mission trip every year. That's just to get us out of the house. But the neat thing is, their testimony was... many of them just testified that they had no hope whatsoever and had no desire whatsoever to have a family or even to get married. But in the end, and we've had the privilege over these years to see several of them married, and it's just been a blessing. But God loves families, and He will bless your trip.